And a very good morning to you. My name is Nick the Moose Batson. I'm the Commander in Chief at TipTV.co.uk. The date, Friday, 23rd of January. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. And let's move to the last chart in this segment, the BEP. We mentioned we had a rare point and figure formation, okay, and obviously we've had a really decent rally there. You tempted, would you be long this flat?
Do you know, we've got a positive trend, and if you're in a positive trend, you should be looking at buying on dips, so I say. And the good thing about when you're buying into a positive trend, you know your stop is. Because if you break the last low, then you're very
likely... Again, you had a higher low there, a stop there.
The problem is here, is because you've had that impulse move up from the 380 to the 425, or wherever we are, 428, sorry, my apologies, is that if I'm buying around here, I don't like my risk reward.
Yeah, agreed.
Because my stop's got to be below £3, and I can only target a break of the high, which is now. So where am I going? 200 simple move average, I'm going 465. So I'm buying it at 430, targeting 30p higher, but my stop's lower.
The theory is 380, isn't it?
I haven't got the risk reward here. Yep. So that's why when we look at charts, and sometimes it's a bit frustrating when you only come on, you're on for 10 minutes looking at stock once a week. That's not really how we trade practically, but I'm sure all the viewers understand that. But when you'd actually looked at that, look at that lovely little stochastic move up. I love that. Look at that bullish trend which was forming on the RSI, even though when the market was going down. When you had that higher low, effectively, and you broke to the higher high, which was that impulse move above four quid, that's when we would have been jumping on, because that's when our risk reward was telling us to get involved. So I think if you weren't in, you've missed it. Let the market move back down and then start buying in again. What is interesting, though, is this 50 was a bit of resistance. You might get a pull down, that turns into support, start buying in again.
Wise words. Well, have you done this before?
Once or twice.
Okay, Stephen Mine, Director, IPR Capital. Thank you for the live market roundup. Let's take a very quick break, and then we're going to welcome back an old friend, Mr. Craig Drake, the head of institutional research, FX Street. He did a pre-record just before we went live this morning. We'll be straight back. Thank you.